Gerald. Though Bake Week has a pantry of staples for contestants to use, I've brought my hand-ground pastry flour and orange syrup. I prefer to do the job myself and to make sure it is done correctly. I look at each ingredient, accounting for their whereabouts before I begin. After that disaster with the train, I want to be absolutely certain everything is done right and according to plan. No more mistakes. I melt butter on low heat, pouring it into a bowl with my sugar and mixing it thoroughly with a teaspoon of vanilla. I crack an egg into the mixture and open my orange essence just as Archie comes up to my baking station, surrounded by a small cadre of cameramen. Something is wrong. The orange smell is off. In fact, it doesn't smell of orange at all anymore. Gerald! Archie croons in his overly friendly way. Everything going perfectly, I'd assume? Not a grain of sugar out of place? I ignore his insincerity. That sort of thing doesn't bother me, but I do wish he'd go away. I am having trouble focusing on the orange essence, which is what I need to think about. This isn't a good time for me, I say, trying to be direct. But Archie seems to think I am telling a joke, because he laughs loudly. It's rancid, I realize suddenly. But not rancid orange. Rancid something else? Or perhaps it is not rancid at all. No, it has been replaced by something altogether different. A camera swoops down in front of me, and I fight a very strong urge to shoo it away. What is this? Archie picks up one of my icing bags, specially ordered from Belgium, moving it from its assigned spot. Looks a bit like a torture device. I'm almost able to place the smell. If everyone would just be quiet for a moment, I could think. But Archie won't stop talking, yammering on and on. I close my eyes against the onslaught, willing myself to focus on the task at hand. Cooking with his eyes closed, now that's a new one, Archie guffaws. Panic rises in my chest. I place the smell with sudden clarity. The chemical fumes. My eyes flip open. It's gasoline! I feel my voice getting high-pitched. The lights are hot on my face, and my bow tie is far too tight. Someone has replaced my orange essence with gasoline! I choke out the words, trying desperately to make sense of the situation. Archie's face is frozen with that half-smirk. I know what he is thinking, kooky Gerald with his tinctures and measurements. I've known Archie's type since I was a child, and I've invariably been teased and mocked by them. Gerald, Gerald, you've got to relax. Archie's hands are touching my shoulders, and I can no longer handle the presence of all the people and cameras crowded around me. I am blinded by the glare of camera lenses and lights. Stop! Just stop! You're ruining everything! I shout, thrashing my arms out in front of me. I could have killed someone!